Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, June 27th, 2019. Today is Industrial Workers of the World Day. The plan of the Red-Red-Green Coalition to set up an official drugs checkpoint has cleared further hurdles, so consumers are able to have party drugs tested for their purity and dosage. A spokeswoman for the Senate Department of Health said that funds for 2020 and 2021 in the new dual budget have been set aside for the project. The spokeswoman continued and remarked that an expert opinion requested in view of the complex legal situation had come to the conclusion that the Berlin concept for drug checking was legal and that project staff were not liable to prosecution. The Senate Department for Internal Affairs and for Justice share the view that this also covers the police and the public prosecutor's office. A start date for the test offer has not yet been fixed, and in order to implement the project quickly, the Senate Department of Health is now in the final stages of detailed coordination with the relevant departments. In the coalition agreement, the Red-Red-Greens announced its intention to strengthen measures to, quote, reduce the contaminant risks of drug use, including drug checking. Such risks may include not only damage to health from active substances such as cannabis, cocaine, and ecstasy, but also contamination, the stretching of substances, or excessive concentrations. In Switzerland, for example, the Drug Information Center of the city of Zurich offers dates on which drugs can be handed in for analysis. Results are found out later, and warnings are also published on the internet. The attempt of an association to offer such investigations in Berlin in the 90s failed due to conflicts with the judiciary. In addition to public warnings of dangerous drugs, advocates of drug checking also expect better access to consumers for educational purposes. Opposition politicians had sharply criticized the plan at the start. They believe that it only creates an additional incentive to consume. A speaker of the FDP spoke of, quote, a support program for criminal clans and their dealers. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVG, announced on Monday that the Berlin-Tegel airport bus will no longer travel to Alexanderplatz, but only to just behind the Hauptbahnhof, allowing the bus to travel more reliably in a 6-minute cycle. The change in the route is part of the new bus line concept presented by the BVG on Monday. In the past, the TXL bus was often stuck in traffic on its way from Alexanderplatz to Tegel, so that the timetable could not be met due to the high traffic volume. Line 245 will now run between the Hauptbahnhof and Alexanderplatz, but unlike the TXL bus, it will stop at all existing stops. All changes introduced by the BVG are valid from the beginning of the coming school year on the 4th of August. In addition, BVG is creating a new bus line 300, modeled on the 100 and 200 buses, which will run from the Philharmonie via Potsdamer Platz, Unter den Linden, Alexanderplatz to Warschauer Straße, and, like the other two lines, will run along numerous tourist attractions. The well-known tourist line 200, on the other hand, will no longer cross the Unter den Linden from August, but will be routed via Leipziger Straße. The new traffic concept is intended to improve air quality on heavily trafficked roads. The BVG also explained that the new bus routes in the city center would be adapted to the increasing demand. The passenger association IGUB thinks little of the changes presented. Per reporting in the Morgenpost, vice chairman of the association Jens Wiesecke believes the increase in value for the user is rather modest, and that the new 300 line is BVG's desperate attempt to find a location for new electric buses. The 4 e-buses already in service in Berlin are mainly used on line 142, which connects the Leopoldplatz U-Bahn station in Wedding with the Ostbahnhof station in Friedrichshain. But because the capacity is not sufficient for the whole day, the buses, as reported, have to drive again from noon to the charging docks on the premises in Weissensee. As reported previously by Berlin Briefing, at the insistence of the Senate, the BVG is currently increasing its fleet with significantly more electric buses and have already ordered 45, 90 more are to follow. By 2030, the entire fleet of 1,400 vehicles will be electrically powered. The Berlin police and the public prosecutor's office have taken action against the left-wing extremist group Jugendwiderstand. According to the public prosecutor's office, police searched 9 apartments of members of this group on Wednesday morning. The accusations concerned, among other things, attacks on a pro-Israeli demonstration on September 12th in 2018 and on a neo-Nazi demonstration on the anniversary of the death of Hitler's deputy Rudolf Hess on August 19th of 2017. The youth resistance from Neukölln is considered a very small group of 20 to 25 young members with a very left-wing extremist attitude and recently announced its dissolution on the internet. The Office for the Protection of the Constitution described them as, quote, strictly dogmatic and cadre-like. According to their own description, the group wants to, quote, fight for socialism and the free future of communism. Mao and Stalin are role models of its members who, as reported, are largely isolated because of their aggressive terminology, attacks on dissenters, and hostility towards Israel. The police union stressed that freedom of demonstration is a fundamental right in Germany, stating that it's hypocritical that this is only a privilege for those whose interests one shares, adding, quote, in this respect, an attack on an event permitted by the basic law is a criminal offense, and it is right that the security authorities should pursue it consistently. The heat and the summer holidays are driving some people to local swimming pools early in the morning. Yesterday at the Prinzenbad in Kreuzberg, people were already queuing at the cash register at 9 a.m. During the last very warm days, queues had been so long that many people had to stand in the heat for more than half an hour. And obviously, swimming pools were accordingly overcrowded. Last year, public swimming pools in the Hauptstadt had experienced a record year due to the warm summer, with 6.8 million visitors. Between May and September of 2018, 48% more people visited the pools than in the previous summer. The Kreuzberg Prinzenbad led the way with an increase of 75%, or 330,000 visitors. And lastly, we'll be taking tomorrow off due to travel, and we'll be back on Monday. Enjoy the break in the heat wave, and as always, thanks for listening.